You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, Apple Viz. Welcome to another podcast, which I'm doing on a rainy day because why not? I think that it needs to be done. So without further ado, here is a podcast about Launch Bar. So what is Launch Bar? It is a program for the Mac, which costs about $35 normally. You can get a 30-day trial from the Objective Development website, which I cannot remember off the top of my head, but if you look for either Launch Bar or Objective Development on Google, or the Apple Viz App Directory entry, which I'm planning to write for the second time after recording this podcast, and you should be able to find it. It's also obviously a Mac update. Just beware, Mac update has recently been putting adware in their installers. So yeah, that's a little bit of info about what Launch Bar is. It's a bar at the top of the screen. It looks like a tiny bar in which you interact with pretty much exclusively with the keyboard. You can, it's really optimized for keyboard. You can drag things into it. Of course, there are other ways to accomplish that dragging thing with the keyboard, and it is designed to quickly get things done and get you to a place where you need to be, where that is launching an application or starting an email message or launching a file, maybe finding information about a contact, or if you install user-created actions, then you can also convert currencies, check the time and places, and other things. I'm going to show you a little bit of each, I think. It also is helped by the pretty good accessibility of Launch Bar, which I think in some parts may be a little easier to use in Spotlight, and also that it has a really impressive abbreviation engine, which is really, really, really helpful, and it's one of the things that makes it stand out from Spotlight. So from anywhere on the screen, anywhere you are on the Mac, you bring up Launch Bar with a hotkey. This hotkey you assign the first time you launch the program. You're going to get a quick start wizard, and one of the things it will ask you is for the hotkey you want. It normally suggests command space, which is actually a good option if you first go into the system preferences and unbind the key for Spotlight. You can reassign it. Launch Bar also gives you its own hotkey search for Spotlight, which you may sometimes still want to do, either using the Spotlight interface or the search Spotlight action that someone has made for Launch Bar itself, which will let you use its interface instead. You can also assign a different hotkey to it. For example, control space might work, or really anything else you can think of, it will all work. Right, so I'm going to bring Launch Bar up right now, so I'm going to press command space. I'm currently sitting inside my recording program.
Application, action menu button.
It opens up, it says action menu. At the moment, I have set it up so that the dock icon is hidden. When you first install it, there's going to be the Launch Bar icon on the bottom of your dock. It also is going to show up in the command tab application switcher. So your voiceover might say something slightly different. It might say you're in the Launch Bar window. Because mine is set to hide, it comes up as a floating system dialog type of thing. So this is why it says application. So if I move left and right with the voiceover keys,
action menu button, Launch Bar menu button.
We only really have two things, action menu and Launch Bar menu. You might think that this is all there is, but actually you also have the actual Launch Bar itself, which is just, you know, a list, which may have columns running off of it to the right if you expand something, as well as probably something at the top that shows the thing you have last typed. This is not something you'll see in VoiceOver. Moving down and up the results list in Launch Bar is done exclusively with the arrow keys. So at this point, I'll have to say that you probably want your quick nav off, because you cannot actually use the VoiceOver navigation keys to move the Launch Bar cursor. However, if I use the up and down arrow keys,
Xcode overview, editing your files, HTML text. Yosemite 10.10.2 Wi-Fi and Bluetooth finally solved. No, really. IHELTHGEK, web bookmark. Audio games, your resource for audio games, games for the blind, games for the visually impaired, web bookmark.
I'm seeing a lot of different hits for the last thing I searched. For anyone curious, that in this case happened to be AP to get to Amadeus Pro. One thing you don't really need to worry about in Launch Bar is backspacing out the last thing you've searched for. So at the moment, it's displaying my search results for AP. Now, suppose I wanted to launch Yorufuku or Night Owl or whatever you want to call it, the pretty much only accessible Twitter client on the Mac. I can do that by quickly typing in YF.
Yorufuku application.
And it immediately finds it. As you can see, VoiceOver announces that it has found your Fugu application. You can now press enter to launch this application, and that will make launch bar go away.
Amadeus Pro, Night Owl, Timeline, Bittermock, 100, 190, 165,
Rose Addict. The application is loaded, it's now showing my tweets, we don't need to look at it. Close it out, Amadeus Pro. Command Q. So that is one thing you can do.
Application.
Some applications also will allow you to see the last couple of documents you have opened inside them. For example, the aforementioned Amadeus Pro, which is what I'm using to record, or maybe TextEdit, or I don't know, Pages, GarageBand, anything that you can open files in is most likely going to show you recent documents. That is a good point to show you the power of LaunchBar and its inspect feature. So if I type in TE now to get to TextEdit.
TextEdit application contains 7 recent documents.
This contains 7 recent documents. I could press enter at this point, and again, we would just get taken into TextEdit. Or I can press right arrow to start exploring inside of TextEdit.
Repositorium Matura 2015, plain text document.
Now I'm seeing all the plain text documents.
Changing the place to live, rich text document. Neuraloga, rich text document. Prosa Poetica Bruno Zurka, rich text document.
This is various class notes I have been writing at school.
Definitely just low, Granica W, Y Proconi, Mlota Polska, Microsoft Word 97-2004 document.
These are all things that I was
Examining
opening.
Problem, rich text document. Sprotsi and Notatki on Natalie, rich text document with attachments.
You can actually continue going down further.
W0EP1_final, rich text document.
These, 7 recent documents, although it does show those before.
W0EP1_final, Neuraloga, changing the place to live, rich text document.
I wanted to look at this file. I could press enter at this point, which I will do.
Now in changing the place to live.rtf window, edit text insertion at beginning of text, like October 11th.
And as you can see,
ZB, ZI4SER28, CFQW1SER29, temp.
It actually opens that file already in TextEdit. Let's close that out here.
Amadeus Pro.
If I bring LaunchBar back with my shortcut key.
Changing the place to live, rich text document.
The focus is actually staying in the last place it was, so we're still looking at the recent files of TextEdit. If I hit left arrow.
TextEdit application contains 7 recent documents.
Go back to TextEdit. If I went left again, I think we would go into the applications indexing rule. But let's go back to this file.
Changing the place to live, rich text document.
Because that right arrow thing that allows you to inspect things, you can use it just about anywhere. If I press it again.
47 lines, 284 words, text.
It's showing us statistics for this particular file. So it's 47 lines long, 200 words.
Changing the place to live.rtf, text.
I'm pressing down arrow here.
/ documents, / school, / Angielski, / changing a place to live.rtf, text. Monday, the 9th of November, 2015, 2035, text. Yesterday, 11:44, text.
Showing the date modified and
2 kilobytes, text.
File size, a lot of these
text
parameters.
Text files, category, contains 1231 items.
Then at the bottom, we see a text files category, so I can look through all of my text files. I can press right arrow on this to explore that, as usual.
Rich text documents, category, contains 841. Rich text documents, text 2, yes, Monday, the 9th, / doc, change, 47 lines, 284 words,
I can
words,
press Command C on any of these to copy them out, like if I wanted to copy the path to this file. Or I can just act on the file itself.
Changing the place to live, rich text document.
So I hit left arrow back again here to go back to the recent text edit documents. What I can now do is hit Command C to copy.
Changing the place to live, rich text document.
So that has now been copied. Now this file is in my clipboard. So I could actually
Finder,
go into Finder
desktop, Macintosh HD volume.
And, for example, paste it on my desktop if I really wanted to look at it again.
Paste item. Changing the place to live.rtf, rich text document.
And now that's now on my desktop, I'm going to get rid of it.
Move to empty trash.
Because we don't need this file on my desktop. However, if you want to send files
application, action menu button
to another place, LaunchBar has a feature called the send to feature.
Repositorium, so, changing the place to live, rich text
document. Back on this file, I'm going to now press tab.
Mail application.
What happened? Well, it has now brought up. We're still in the launch bar window, but now we're selecting a target for this file. So at the top, it will show us programs that would be more than happy to take this file. So mail is the first result.
TextEdit application.
TextEdit also
documents.
Makes a lot of sense because we could send this to TextEdit, which would cause the file to be open inside of it.
Byword application contains 2 recent
Byword,
documents.
Which is a markdown / rich text editor.
Ghost Reader Plus application.
Ghost Reader is another app that could potentially open this.
Narrator application contains 1 recent document.
There's another one that can open it. However, I can, as usual with LaunchBar, use the search feature and start typing. Now, I don't necessarily have to look for a program. I could, for example, send it to the email address of a contact, which would allow me to email this file. It would open a new email message, which would have the subject empty, but it would prefill the body with the attachment and the to field. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's find someone who could potentially receive this file and get some use out of it. Really doesn't matter who we look for here. I could even look for myself, actually. Let's do that. So I'm going to type in PIOTR, which is my name.
Piotr Makash Renaissance, rich text document. Piotr Makash List, March 3rd, 2015, rich text document.
Oh, I could actually send this to a file as well. If I do that, then it's going to append the contents of that first file, changing a place to live, to the end of that rich text file that we have here.
But Piotr Makash, Nemiaki Capital 11. Piotr Makash, Sprodzian.
And it should have Piotr Makash, personal contact myself here. It's having issues finding it, but that gives us another opportunity to show you that you can actually restrict your search. Launchbar has multiple indexing rules that you can configure, one of which I have added myself, which is why we're seeing all these random rich text files, which is checking through my documents folder. It has indexing rules for contacts, for calendar events, for Safari bookmarks, for some third-party applications like 1Password, passwords, or transmit favorites. It also has rules for contacts. You can perform what's called a sub-search on a rule. So if I type in contacts, or C-O-N-T actually.
Contacts, indexing rule, contains 72 items.
Contacts, it says it's indexing rule. If I press right arrow.
Contact groups, category, contains 4 items. Companies, category, contains 5 items. Job titles, category, contains 1 item. Email addresses, category, contains 68 items. Previous recipients, category, contains 48 items.
We have multiple
phone
categories.
Numbers, category, contains 56 items.
So I can look for people that only have a phone number to, for example, send it to FaceTime to make a call. But I'm going to look for people who have an email address. Now, at this point, however, I can already start typing. And because we're looking at the contacts rule, the first results we're going to see are only contacts. That's called that's what Launchbar calls a subsearch. So if I search for my name again,
Piotr Makash's personal contact contains 6 details, 5 subsearch matches in total.
It says 5 subsearch matches in total, which means that it has found 5 contacts that match this criteria.
Joanna Pizio, personal contact contains 1 detail.
It does have PIO in it. This is probably why it found it. But let's go back to my name here.
Piotr Makash's personal contact contains 6 details.
Once again, I can hit right arrow to expand this.
Piotr Makash's text. Piotr Makash's email address. Piotr Makash's phone number.
We have email addresses. We have phone numbers.
Piotr Makash's Facebook profile.
Facebook profile.
Piotr Makash's screen name.
Screen name.
Piotr Makash's postal address. Piotr Makash's URL. Piotr Makash's birthday.
And I can actually expand this even further. If I wanted to look at someone's birthday, I can press right arrow again.
The 25th of March, 1996. Text. Age 19. Text. Piotr Makash's personal contact contains 6 details.
If anyone actually needed to know that, they now Piotr have text. The ability
Piotr
to
Makash's
do that.
Email address.
But we want to find my email address. We're still having this file in the send to. So if I press enter on my email address.
Mail is launched in the background.
Mail is launched in the background. I'm not sure why it didn't take focus, but we're going to switch to it.
Mail, new message, window. Piotr Makash attached text, content selected to edit text.
The to field is pre-filled.
To CC, subject, edit text.
Subject is blank.
Edit text insertion at beginning of text.
And what do we have in the message body?
Changing the place to live.rtf.
We have this file, which happens to already be attached to it. So I could just send this email off. I could type more into the body if I wanted to, like, you know, hey, please check this out. It's really boring, but you should check it out anyway. Hi, take care, and
close
we
window.
Could be done with it. Let's close this email message out. We don't need it. We don't even need mail to begin with.
Quit
so let's close that out completely as well.
Application.
So that is the send to feature. You can send things to multiple places. You can send them to email. You can send it to FaceTime to make a call. You can send it to custom actions. So for example, someone has created an action which would allow you to send something to Pastebin. Pastebin is basically like a public clipboard. You can copy some text into it, and it will give you a link which will expire after so often. But this would be one way to quickly send something off to Pastebin. I'm going to show you how to access the clipboard in a minute, because one of the other things Launchbar does is a clipboard history, which can actually be quite useful. So I wouldn't necessarily have to send this to mail. I could even send it to another folder, actually. So if I go back to this file,
change reaction, application, changing the place to live, rich text document.
I can, once again, hit tab to send it.
Mail, application.
And then I can look for
mail
my English folder, for example.
Changing the place to live, rich Angelski folder, contains 130 items.
Because it's actually English homework. Well, it's not homework, class notes. If I press enter on this, because, you know, we're still sending that RTF file.
Move to Angelsky action.
Move to.
Copy to Angelsky action.
Copy to action.
Make alias action. Make hard link action. Make symbolic link apps. Make symbolic link relative action. Make alias action. Copy to Angelsky action.
I could say copy it.
Changing a place to live. Rich text document.
And now it basically made a copy of that file because it's already been there. Here's another kind of cool thing you can do, which will be quite useful if you need, if you do this quite often. If you talk to sighted people, or even blind people, you're one of those people who likes to express themselves a lot, like smileys and stuff. Launchbar has a very simple way of allowing you to insert emoji.
Text edit application.
So let's go back into text edit here for a moment.
Finder, Macintosh, HD, text edit, open window, list view,
start new file,
untitled window, edit text.
And we want to say, I am demoing Launchbar. I really like this app, and I want to put in a face of face with tears of joy, which would be one way to express that you like something a lot. Doing this with the built-in OSM character palette is doable, but a bit slow. Now, just to give you an example, I'm going to do that for us using the character palette. So you press Command Control Space.
Emote character palette system search text field.
Now you need to type enjoy in here. Now we need to stop interacting with the search field
switch
because, as you can see, you won't really be able to move past it
stop interacting
otherwise.
With joy.
And you need to go right a couple
search
of times.
Results grid.
Pass this.
Search results grid.
Interact with this one.
Interact with search results grid. 0 items selected. 1 row, 8 columns. Face with tears of joy. 105.
And there it is. Press view of space.
Confirm. Text edit. Untitled.rtf. Window. Edit text insertion at end of text. I am demoing Launchbar. I really like this app. Face with tears of joy.
And we have managed to insert that emoji. With Launchbar, this is a lot
face
simpler.
With face with tears of
because
joy.
Because Launchbar does actually have a emoji rule. So if I command space.
Application.
I can
menu.
Say emoji space joy.
Face with tears of joy. Emoji. 3 sub-search matches in total.
And there's more results.
Joystick. Emoji.
Joystick.
Cat face with tears of joy. Emoji.
So, I press enter on this one.
Paste.
And we're back in text edit.
End of text. I am demoing Launchbar. I really like this app. Laughing with tears. Cat face.
And it managed to insert it. So, this is a lot faster than actually using the default Mac character palette to insert that emoji.
Hey, I
get rid of all that.
Application.
It also allows you to search through your items library. This is actually something I have turned off for now because I need to actually clean up my items library a bit and I generally don't use it that much. But what that allows you to do is, again, it sub-searches things by artist and then by album and then by track. And again, you can just, you know, look for an artist, then hit right arrow, and you will get all the albums, but you can just do a sub-search which will look for both albums and tracks. And again, hitting right arrow on a track will give you statistics about the track, like the duration and whatever. Another thing you can do, actually, which is kind of
changing
useful,
a place to live, rich text document.
Is on anything that you have, you can actually bring up a quick look window. Now, Spotlight already does this, but it does it automatically, and I have noticed that sometimes this can be a bit of a problem. For example, if you use a braille display, your focus will jump to that quick look window. Same thing with speech, or it might open, you want to look at it, then you're going to have to do a lot of interacting to stop interacting with the search field and go across to the quick look thing, and you can see it there. With Launchbar, you can just hit Command Y or even the space bar, which is the standard OS X shortcut.
Quick look, now in quick look window, share file button, text, Lekkage October 11, 2015.
And we can preview this file, hit space bar, close that, we're back into the Launchbar window. Another pretty useful built-in feature of Launchbar is that it allows you to look at your clipboard history. So if you copy a lot, then you will sometimes want to return to something you've copied before. Clipboard history programs are actually pretty cool. I haven't really found
Finder.
Anything that Finder. Good
text
on the
Finder.
Mac that would work. But Launchbar, in addition to all the other things it does, actually also includes a clipboard history feature. So we're still in text edit, so let's say test one.
Test one.
Copy that.
Test
one. And then we say test two.
Test new line. Test two.
Copy that as well.
Test end of
text.
And
then we can combine those.
Test one. Test two. Selected.
Copy that. And also, for good measure, let's copy
file.
Readme as well. Let's copy it.
Close window. Now in desktop.
You can bring up the clipboard history when you open the Launchbar window with Command Space and then press Command K. Or you have a dedicated global shortcut for this, which would be Command Option Backslash.
Readme clipboard object. Test one, test two, clipboard object. Test 2, clipboard object. Test 1, clipboard
object. So I can just move between these. If I press enter one, then it's going to get copied to the actual clipboard. I can still, of course, press tab and send it somewhere if I want.
Changing the place to live.rtf, clipboard object. At comwater 73 at karaoke.
We have tweets I have been interacting with. That's still in my clipboard history. You can configure how large it is. It starts, I think, with 5 or 10 items by default. You can make it larger or smaller if you so want. Right.
At comwater 73.
Now let's get into some customization aspects of LaunchBar. First thing you can do is you can install custom actions. You can do this from the LaunchBar website. They have a couple of examples. Actions will allow you to do a lot of various things. I have installed a couple. I want to show you a few of them. So one action I have installed is one that allows you to convert currency. So if I bring up LaunchBar and type in CURR.
Convert currency action.
It goes to the convert currency action. If I had right arrow on it, we get some more information about it.
Convert currency, LaunchBar, convert currency, text. Converts currency using currencylayer.com, text. An API key from currencylayer.com, free, text. Text, a string in this format, 84.55 USD to JPY, commas are fine, text. The converting currency and amount, text. 2.2.3, text. Custom actions, category, contains 8 items. Convert currency,
so action. We can press space or enter on this.
One.
And it opens an edit box, which is pre-filled with the last thing I have searched for. Let's say, convert this price of LaunchBar, which is $35, into euros.
Convert.
So, 35 USD, TO, space, EUR. Hit enter.
32.63 EUR, text.
And we get a result. We can down arrow for this.
Action, 35.00 USD, text. 1 USD equals 0.93,240 EUR, text.
Get more details.
1 USD equals 0.93,240 EUR. 1 USD equals 0.93,240 EUR, text.
And what have you, this left arrow.
1 USD
equals, I also have a time in action. So if you have finished a search and you want to start a new one, you don't actually have to do anything. You can just start typing again. So I'm going to type in time.
35, 1 USD equals 0.93,240
Okay, maybe
text.
You sometimes do have to press escape. Anyway,
1 USD equals 0.93,240
Now let's do a search for time.
Time in, action.
Time in. Again, I can press spacebar. And I can type in a location. Let's say... Well, we had Tokyo in there before. Let's actually put it back. Can't think of anything more creative right now.
09:27 PM, text.
This is 9:27, if we get down arrow.
Action, Wednesday, November 11th, text. UTC plus 9, JST, text. 8 hours S ahead, text. 8 hours S ahead, text.
It tells us how far ahead or behind or whatever it might be that particular place is. If I do a search for a different time, a different location, let's do a search for Australia. Maybe.
Time in, action. 09:58 PM, text. Action, Wednesday, November 11th, text. UTC plus 9.5, ACST, text. 8.5 hours S ahead, text.
So once again, we can actually see ahead, the exact how far away that location is
Finder,
from us. This is
desktop,
all custom plugin. There is more. I have a plugin which lets me view battery statistics like health and percentage and whatever else you might need. There is a plugin to get the current forecast or weather. There was a lot. There is one that lets you search DuckDuckGo inside, so you can actually browse the results in the LaunchBar window, which is quite convenient. There is a lot of stuff you can do with this. A lot of it comes with customization. You can add custom rules and actions to the program, and they will all work. So if we go back to the LaunchBar window.
Application, action menu button.
We have these two buttons that I haven't really touched at the moment. Action menu and LaunchBar menu. We probably want to look at both.
8.5
so the action menu allows us to interact with the currently selected item. For example, if I go back to having that
8.5 hours at changing the place
rich text document, which is has been our guinea pig for the last couple of minutes, I can open the action menu on this and it will give us all the things we can do with a file.
Menu, 26 items. Open return.
So you can open it.
Send to ellipsis tab. Browse info option, right arrow. Show in finder command, press action menu. Show in finder command, return. Show in current finder window, command shift, return. Copy file command C. Copy file contents, command option C. Copy and paste file command shift C. Copy and paste file contents, command shift options. Search file contents ellipsis, command F. New folder ellipsis, command shift N. New folder with selection ellipsis, command control N. Rename ellipsis, command shift R. Append text ellipsis, command shift A. Prep and text ellipsis, command shift P. Duplicate command shift D. Get info command I. Move to trash command, delete. Quick look command Y. Slideshow command option Y. Open terminal here, command T. Run terminal command here, ellipsis, command up. Run terminal command with ellipsis, command shift T. Show in index, command shift I. Assign abbreviation ellipsis, command option A.
So abbreviations are, if for some reason the abbreviation engine doesn't actually find something, or if it doesn't show at the top and you want it absolutely to be the first result, you can manually force an abbreviation onto a file.
Services.
And then
open return.
It will actually show up.
Closing menu. Action menu button.
There's a lot of other things you can do. Actually, I also realized you can open websites with this, and you can configure it if you wanted to open in the current tab that you have in Safari or Chrome or whatever, or if it should open a new tab, you can tell that it should prefer HTTPS addresses, and you do that by typing in dot and the address. It's very simple.
Launch bar menu button.
But let's look at the launch bar menu. Suppose you wanted to add a folder, because unlike Spotlight, launch bar by default doesn't really index all of your files. It indexes some things, like your downloads and your applications, but it's not going to index your whole computer. You can actually have it do that if you want.
About launch bar, check for updates ellipsis, preferences ellipsis command comma.
So we can look at the preferences here in a minute.
License ellipsis command option L. Usage ellipsis command option U. Action editor usage ellipsis command option
U. Usage is actually kind of a statistical thing. It shows you how long you've been using launch bar, how many times you opened it, how much time it has saved you, and also it allows you to view your superpowers, which is like, for example, you use a Sentoo feature a lot, so you're now a Combinator. It's really, really pointless, but it's there if you want it.
Action editor ellipsis command option E.
Action editor is really advanced stuff if you're a developer and you want to make your own action. For example, if someone wanted to make something that would go out to the AppleViz site and actually search specifically using AppleViz and actually return the results inside launch bar, then it could be a possibility.
Turn hiding off command shift H. Select submenu. Index submenu. Select submenu 9 items. Select from clipboard command shift V. Show running applications command R. Show recent items command B. Show clipboard history command K. Get finder selection command G. Drop finder selection command D. Search in spotlight ellipsis command shift F. Open location ellipsis command L. Calculator ellipsis command equal. Select from clipboard menu.
Yeah, you can also calculate. Submenu. See, there's a lot of stuff you can do with launch bar.
Index submenu. Index submenu 3 items. Show index command option I.
So the index is where you can go to configure what files and what have you you want launch bar to index. Let's go in here for a minute. We're going to add an indexing rule for my Dropbox, and we're going to have a shortcut for the public folder just so I can quickly send files in there for people. So let's go open the indexing editor.
Closing menu, launch bar menu button. Now in launch bar index, 32 rules window, table, row 2 of 41, applications selected.
So this is a pretty simple window. You have two sets of tables.
Add indexing rule button, delete rule action, add table, row 2 of 41, applications selected.
So first
selected.
You have the sidebar group, as it calls it, which has your categories and an add delete button. And if we stop interacting.
Stop in vertical splitter, inspector group.
We have
inspector
the
group,
inspector
application,
group.
Application, image, index, selected, options, includes all applications that are currently installed on your computer. You can limit the indexing to certain folders. Help button, table, row 1 of 132.
You can actually see
inspector, kind, application,
the contents.
Check, checkbox selected.
And you can uncheck any of these if you want them to not show up. This is actually how I turn the iTunes index
image.
Off.
Stop. Vertical indexing rule sidebar group. Add table,
anyway.
Row 2 of 41. Categories. Preference panes.
Categories, preference
network
panes,
locations,
network
user
locations.
Accounts.
This is all the things that
themes,
you can look
actions,
for.
Actions, expand actions, level, workflows, services, productivity, contacts, calendars, reminder lists, text, expanded, snippets, level 2, emoji. Media libraries expanded. Two items enclosed.
Snippets
level
allow
one.
You to quickly insert pieces of text quickly. For example, the current date. You can have variables in them if you wish. Emoji we have already seen.
iTunes library. iPhoto library. Third-party apps. Transmit favorites. Web expanded. Safari bookmarks. Level 2. Safari reading list. Safari top sites. Safari iCloud tab. Safari history. Search templates. Search templates. UTF-8. Files and folder. Doc. Mounted volumes. Development resources. iCloud Drive. Tags. Documents.
Documents is a custom
list,
we'll have
expanded.
Added. We're going to add one
level 2.
For
custom
the
doc, tag, iCloud, mount, doc, files and folders.
For
search,
my
files
Dropbox.
And folders. Stop, add indexing
so
rule
we
button.
Add
indexing,
new indexing
rule. Menu, 12 items. Add folder ellipsis. System, submit, actions, submit, product tip, text, media, third-party apps, web bookmarks, web history. Press add index, search templates, sub files and folders, submenu.
So this allows you to actually put it in a convenient
files
location.
And folders,
submenu, so
12 items, doc, dimmed.
Doc,
mounted volumes, dimmed.
Mounted volumes, these are all dimmed because
development
they're already added.
iCloud Drive, dimmed. Tags, dimmed. Home folders, shared folders, desktop, documents, dimmed. Music. Pictures, movies, doc, dimmed, mounted volumes.
If we want to add a custom
iCloud,
folder,
tags,
which we
custom
do,
list, add folder system, add folder.
We'll go to add folder.
Closing menu, add indexing rule button, interact with open dialog, scroll area.
And we're going to look for my Dropbox.
Yes, Dropbox folder, the 9th of table, row 39 of 42, Dropbox selected.
So it has
documents,
actually put
tags,
it inside
drive,
the
development resources.
Files and folders subcategory, which is quite convenient.
Documents, Dropbox, add
and
delete
can go
action, verticals, inspector,
here.
Drop image. Drop index selected. Index is the help button table row 1 of 30,264 name.
So as you can see,
TDM, kind.
It kind of uses the spotlight database to speed things up, but has already indexed all the 30,000 something
table,
items
row 1 of 30,200
in
image.
My Dropbox.
Event, text, time, document. Indexing rule, Dropbox.
And you can actually view the indexing progress. If you command option P, you can see where exactly it's looking. If you have a really large job you want to do,
update indexing rule button.
You can actually do it. You can force an update manually.
Get info, 30,264. Get info.
And
get info,
yeah,
button.
It's pretty cool. But we're going to close this for now because we have done what we want.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD.
Now, if I bring up launch bar again and do a search, system let's do an abbreviation search for
application.
For DB, for Dropbox.
Deep Power Amp Music Converter Application. Deep Power Amp Music Converters. DevBathroom.td. DevBathroom.td. DBookie Application. Diving Board. Decode as Base 64. Set Desktop Background. Action. Convert with Deep Power Amp Service.
So we're not seeing Dropbox, but we can actually add it. So if we go to
Dropbox,
if we search
indexing
for
rule, contains 59 items.
DRO for Dropbox. I can hit Command Option A.
Assign abbreviation. Edit text.
And it says assign abbreviation. We say DB.
Dropbox indexing rule contains 59 items. Drop key. Audio
close
file,
that out
finder,
for a
desktop,
minute, and we search for DB again.
Dropbox indexing rule contains 59 items.
And as you can see, because we have assigned that abbreviation, it knows that should probably be at the top. We're going to assign another one for the public folder. So I go into
accessible
ancient
details folder contains 16 items.
We have all the different Dropbox folders in part of. I'm going to say PU for public.
Community feud folder contains 10 community feud folder public folder contains 178 items. One sub search match in total.
And we're going to hit again Command Option A to assign an abbreviation.
Public folder contains 178
items. We're going to say
items.
DPF or Dropbox public folder.
Public folder contains 178 items.
Now I can use that to quickly send files to it. So once again, our trusty RTF file.
Changing a place to live, rich text document.
Found it, hit tab to send.
Angelski.
Then folder. We say DPF.
Public folder contains 178 items. Move to public action. Copy to public action. Changing a place to live, rich text document.
And I have now moved that file. Someone should probably create an action which would do this and also immediately return a public link so you can actually send it on its way. So this is how you can really easily customize launch bar and add more locations to it. One thing I've kind of forgot to touch on, and this shows you how
Finder,
well organized I am when I'm doing podcasts, is what launch bar calls instant send. What instant send allows you to do is it gets the current selection and it immediately pre-fills it with in the launch bar search box. So if you were to hit instant send on a file that you're browsing in Finder, then you would end up on that file in launch bar. You could also do it on a piece of text or phone number inside of text and actually send it off to FaceTime, for example, to make a call. So
applications now in applications window.
If
table closed window.
Really stupid. You applications do this in launch bar.
Untitled.rtf
that's kind of what
text
it's all about.
Test one, test two. Test
suppose
one,
we didn't actually
end
know
text,
what the word test means.
Test one.
We can select the word test.
Test. Selected.
With standard OS 10 selection keystrokes. Now, instead of pressing Command Space to open Launch Bar, I'm going to press Command Space and hold it down for about a second.
Cop, test, text.
And we heard that little noise. It now pre-filled that, and it says test text because it's nothing more than a piece of text. It has one line, four characters, one word, no sentences, nothing, maybe one sentence. We're going to hit Tab to send it.
Calendar.
We can send it to a calendar to add an event. There is a whole system of adding calendar and reminder events that allows you to set a reminder time, the priority, and other such things. Not using natural language, mind you, is using a parser, which actually can be quite convenient, especially for non-English languages, where the simple text parser, something like the calendar app, or Fantastical, which does support multiple languages, but not all of them, this can actually be quite useful. We're going to send us to Wikipedia, though.
Call with iPhone action. Abbreviate with tilde and path. Wikipedia action.
There's a Wikipedia action here. I press enter on it.
Text edit. Untitled.rtf window. Edit text.
It goes to Safari. Let's see what the page we're on.
Test Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia window.
We're on the Wikipedia page for test, which
test
is what
Wikipedia
we searched
for. Image. Test. Heading from Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia. This page is not a sandbox and should not be used for test editing. To experiment, please use so on. Wikipedia:sandbox. Wikipedia:sandbox.
I wonder what kind of things must have happened to this page if they had to put such a statement at the top. Probably nothing very good. Anyway, this just about covers the basics of Launch Bar.
Application.
Using those things I have described just a second ago, you can actually do some very impressive things. But let's just finish this podcast really quick by looking at the preferences.
Menu.
And I'm going to point out some things you may want to do while you're there. So let's just press Command Comma to bring those up.
Preferences. Now in Appearance window toolbar.
We'd start on the general
button.
Page. This
press
is
general,
a typical layout
button.
Of a Mac preferences dialog, so there's nothing very unusual about it here.
Stop interacting
and
toolbar.
Let's look at what we have here.
General options. Automatically show in hide indexing progress. Uncheck checkbox.
This is pretty obvious. So if it happens to be updating the index, it will automatically open the indexing progress window.
Speed selected item, uncheck checkbox.
Contrary to what you might think, you don't actually need this because it handles speaking through voiceover and brailing also very well on its own.
Play instant send sound effect, checkbox.
As you heard earlier when I did the instant send, it made a little whoosh sound. So this controls if that happens or not. I would probably turn it on. It's more feedback. It's kind of useful.
Retype delay, 8%, slider, 0.5, 1.0, 2.5.
I'm not entirely sure what this does. I think it has to do when you, for example, have an emoji or a snippet and how long it waits for the focus to go back to the last application you were in.
3.0 seconds, open location. Switch to open location when a dot character is entered. Always, pop-up button.
That's for website addresses, for example.
Prefer secure URL schemes. Uncheck checkbox. Automatically prefix hostname with www. Check checkbox. Default top level domain. .com. Content selected. Edit text.
So this is basically when you start typing, is this a lot of it will be pre-filled. So you could, for example, just hit dot and tap on type in AppleViz. And at the beginning, it will fill it in with HTTP. It'll also fill in www. And it'll put .com at the end. So when you just type in AppleViz, you would actually be able to go to the AppleViz website with just that.
Postal addresses. Mailing label personal prefix. Add content selected. Edit help button. Help button.
So we can bring toolbar. Up the help for Inter-
general,
any of these.
Select appearance
Next
button.
Tab, appearance.
Press appearance. Select stop theme. Default pop-up button. Show result when searching. Immediately pop-up button. Show abbreviation. Check checkbox. Show all subtitles. Uncheck checkbox. Show text input title. Uncheck checkbox. Automatically hide launch bar. Check checkbox.
This is actually something that you may want to turn on. This will not be on by default. It doesn't matter if you have it set to just be a dock icon or not. Even if you don't, then when you actually use it, the window, the little bar at the top will stay on the screen. You'll be able to see it in the voiceover window chooser, but also sighted people will be able to see it, and it might obscure part of the screen. So don't be surprised if you're working with other people and they ask you what that thing is at the top, why that might happen. So I would probably turn this on because you can always just show it again with a hotkey.
Open on same display as frontmost window. Checked checkbox. Stepper. 7 visible. Stepper. 13 vis. 7 visible rows while searching by abbreviation. 13 visible rows while browsing.
This is very much visual.
Help button. Help
nothing
toolbar.
We can
interact with toolbar.
Nothing we have to worry
General.
About.
Shortcuts button.
Shortcuts is keyboard shortcuts.
Press
so
shortcuts.
This is kind
selected
of
button.
Worth looking
Stop
into.
Keyboard shortcuts. Search in launch bar. Checked checkbox. Command space. Content selected. Edit text. Search in spotlight. Checked checkbox. Option command space. Content select. Snippets. Unchecked checkbox. Control option command space. Dimmed. Calculator. Unclear. Dimmed text.
So there's no hotkey assigned for that.
Modifier tabs. Search in launch bar. Off. Pop-up button. Instant send. Off. Pop-up button.
Modifier tabs allows you to bring up launch bar or instant send just like dictation. So by pressing control twice, for example, you will be able to open launch bar that way.
Browsing. Alternative arrow keys. Control HJKL. Pop-up button. Instant info browsing. Uncheck checkbox. Allows to trigger info browsing by pressing and holding the right arrow key. Quitting launch bar. Quit launch bar with option command Q. Uncheck checkbox. Help button. Toolbar.
These
interact
are all
general
shortcuts.
Selected actions button.
Actions.
Press action. Stop it. Default actions. Selected tab. One of two options. Tab. Two of
this
two.
This allows you to do configure what should happen for certain types of files when you press enter on them.
Instant open folders. Open. Pop-up button. Apple scripts. Run. Pop-up button.
So instead of running, you could actually also have them just open inside of a script editor.
Automator workflows. Run. Pop-up button. Search templates. Enter text. Pop-up button. Contacts. Open contact. Pop-up button. AIM buddies. Open with messages. Pop-up button. Phone numbers. Call with iPhone. Pop-up button. Run phone script in background. Uncheck checkbox. Help button.
Next tab.
Toolbar. Interact with toolbar. Click update. Advance. Up. Click calculator button. Actions. Sub calculator button. Press stop keyboard shortcut. Clear. Dimmed text. Switch to calculator when typing digits. Uncheck checkbox. Switch to calculator when typing equals. Uncheck checkbox. Switch to calculator when pasting a numeric expression. Checked checkbox. Smart brackets. Checked checkbox. Instant calculate. Checked check. Trigonometry mode. Degree. Pop-up button. Help button. Toolbar.
So it
interact
has a
with
very
toolbar.
Powerful
clipboard
calculator
button.
As
clipboard.
Well.
Clipboard button. Press clipboard.
This allows you to configure
button.
The clipboard history.
Stop interacting. Enable clipboard history. Check checkbox. Capacity. 20 items. Pop-up button. Clear history button. Action. Copy and paste. Pop-up button. As plain text. Uncheck check. Ignored applications. Uncheck check. Edit button.
So this allows you to have some applications not actually show up in the clipboard history if you want.
Preserve history across restart. Check checkbox. Enable clip merge. Uncheck checkbox. Press command C twice to merge the copy data with the current clipboard contents.
This is pretty self-explanatory. Kind of useful.
Keyboard shortcuts. Show clipboard history. Check. Option command backslash. Select from history. Checked. Command backslash. Paste and remove from history. Checked. Control option command V. Contact. Help button. Help. Toolbar. Inter. Update button.
Updates is just allows you to do update checks.
Advanced button.
Advanced.
Press advanced. Select it. Stop it. Drag and drop.
There's one thing in particular here that you should probably look at.
Drop onto application. ask, pop, drop onto folder, ask, working with files, abbreviate home folder and copied file paths with tilde sign, tilde, uncheck, check, convert file name extension to lowercase when renaming a file, uncheck, check, append English file name if different from localized name, uncheck, check, dot icon, show dot icon, uncheck, checkbox.
If you check this, and it will be checked by default, then you're going to see launch bar appear on the dock and also when you do command tab. For someone who uses only the keyboard, for the most part, I would suggest you turn this off just to unclutter your command tablets, because I'm sure you already have other things like Skype in there that you may not actually want, but you can't really get rid of easily. So this is one thing you can actually get out of the way, because you're generally going to be bringing it up with the launch bar hotkey, not so much command tabbing.
Help button.
So that's pretty much all in here, and Safari, let's close that out. This is a good time to, I think, I haven't actually purchased Launch Bar yet, but I'm definitely going to, because I think it's a really, really good program. It allows you to do a lot. It is different from Spotlight. It's kind of built for a slightly different purpose. And it's pretty accessible. I'm really happy with how much work went into making it accessible. It was actually part of the massive Apple Viz birthday giveaway a while ago. I would definitely pick this up. I hope this podcast was helpful. If you're new to Launch Bar, maybe you've learned how to do some stuff with it. If you're considering getting Launch Bar and you were wondering if it's worth it, then hopefully this will allow you to clear it up. If you have any more questions, you can just ask me on AppleViz. I have a profile on here, so you can just send me a private message. If you want to tweet me, you can also do that at PITERMACH. My email address is also just like my Twitter name, with@gmail.com at the end of it. And yeah, I think that's pretty much all I have to say. I hope you enjoyed this demonstration, and I hope to talk to you some other time.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.